we're gonna talk about some stuff right too. So, we on the radio, we on the little podcast thing. Alright, so, the first thing we're going to talk about is tomorrow, is I'm doing the tour for y'all. I'm going to do the tour. I'm going to show y'all the David Ruffin, where David Ruffin from The Temptation, down the street, where he overdosed. I'm going to take y'all to Cool C and Steady B hood. I'm going to take y'all to Will Smith house. I'm going to show you the school I went to, where Will Chamberlain went. And, you know, we're going to talk about some stuff, man. Now, we're going to talk about the different bloggers that I like and the bloggers that I dislike. I'm going to tell you the different styles. Now, Hassan Campbell be having some good things to say. Yeah, you could learn some shit from him, but then when he talking about the touching kids, that's the only thing I don't like. Steph Wynn, you funny as shit, man. You can't hate Steph Wynn, dog. You can't, bro. Derek got some knowledgeable shit, man. You could learn. Gotti. He's still a young boy, but he could learn. But I really like Gotti videos. I like Gotti videos. What was I gonna say? Oh, the Debate TV, the boy from Detroit. Shout out you out. Shout out Derek. Shout out Steph Wynn. Shout out Gotti. Shout out Gully God. You know. But yeah, we're gonna get back to this thing. All right. Now, oh yeah, I gotta show y'all where Schoolie D from too tomorrow when I take my walk. I gotta show y'all. That's what I'm saying. Legends is from my hood, man. But, oh yeah, but NWA did not start that gangster shit. Schoolie D did. I'm not just saying that because he's from here. Schoolie D started that gangster shit. Schoolie D started that shit. I'm just letting y'all know. What else was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I'm gonna take y'all down 60th Street Moon Gang. They was way before me, before I was born. Take y'all down there. You know all the greats from here: Jill Scott, Patti LaBelle. Yeah, man. I mean, what else y'all want me to say, man? So. The best thing what I can tell y'all is Philly started that shit, man. Philly started that gangster shit. They keep talking about NWA started that shit. No disrespect to them. But Schoolie D started that shit first. Cool C and Steady B started some waves. They started the wave, man. You know what I'm saying? What else was I gonna say? Don't get it fucked up. New York got some good ass rappers, but they rap different from us. They metaphor. They go in depth. Like, see, Philly rappers, we just go with punchlines after punchline. New York rappers make everything rhyme. See, Philly rappers, we don't make shit rhyme. We just go in with the punchlines and shit. Yeah, we just go in with the punchlines and just keep going, man. Yeah, we keep going. We don't never stop, man. We don't never stop. What else was I gonna say? Yeah, the Temple 12. You know what I'm saying? Shabazz. Malcolm X. I wanna talk about the Malcolm X situation. That was a setup, man. If you think about all that shit, what happened, how Malcolm X got assassinated. Malcolm X should have never got assassinated, my G. Malcolm X shouldn't have been assassinated. And that's the thing about us Philly Muslims. Us Philly Muslims need to get together. But come on, Philly Muslims be killing Philly Muslims worse than Catholics. Now, I was born Muslim, so I'm about to tell y'all, if y'all don't know what a Kafir is, a Kufar is somebody who is non-Muslim. Yeah, that's a kufar. Kafir. That was a Muslim that killed Malcolm X. The brothers said it was a Nation of Islam, boy. That's what the brothers said, man. That shit was nutty how it went out. John F. Kennedy, they said he was for the blacks. I don't know, but he was supporting. But Bill Clinton was for the blacks, too. Even though I'm not political, I don't be respecting them political motherfuckers, but Bill Clinton was with the niggas. Obama. And I don't really like politics, man. Yeah, man. I don't really like the politics shit. I don't like the politics, cause that's a dirty ass business, man. That's a dirty ass business. I want to talk about the boxer Yusuf Mack. That's from West Philly too. The gay boxer that they caught from West Philly. He was knocking niggas the fuck out. He from West too. I want to talk about deadbeat dads. If you got kids and you a deadbeat, just kill yourself, man. Kids need to be nurtured, man. Kids need to be nurtured. Kids need to be nurtured, man. That's all I gotta tell y'all. Kids definitely need to be nurtured, man. You know what I'm saying? If you make kids, you gotta be there, man. You gotta be there for your lady, man. All that deadbeat should be in the fucking way, man. Can't be a deadbeat motherfucker and screaming out here and taking care of stepkids. We don't do those. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be bringing this shit back again, man. I'm hitting y'all hard every single day with something, man. You know how Derek be, like when we used to be on Gotti Lives and shit. Derek used to start off with like a phrase and shit. Like when we used to be on the lives, this is when Gotti first started the live and shit. That's how I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start off with a phrase in the beginning, like a little riddle. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to let y'all know, man, that every day I'm coming back for some shit. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to be showing y'all something. Okay.